So I promised you all a bonus live session today. So that's why we're here a little bit earlier than usual. But because it is Cyber Monday and I have my, as I always say, my male doppelganger, Jay Campbell, with me today, who graciously agreed to come on because we need to dive into hair loss. And like I said in the title, creepy skin. Because listen, ladies, if you're looking at your eyes and you're doing this and you're like, can I just get some change like right here? That was me. That was me. And you guys know that I've lost my hair. I had COVID hair. We're going to talk about that a little bit because a lot of people are dealing with that. If I can say that, CV hair. Let's do that. So, right? Because we don't want to get flagged, do we, Jay? Yeah. No, thank you for coming on. It's always fun. I know this conversation is going to be a blast. So, thank you. And what is, I asked you earlier, what is your official title? You're the president of Asir?
No, we actually, so I'm basically just co-founder. Nick and I are co-founders. We actually hired a CEO and we hired a director of corporate strategy and communications now, who will really essentially become the face, you know, of Asir from a business angle, probably going into January and February. And I will be where I'm gratefully happy to be, which is kind of like a platform spokesperson, you know, positioning the company, you know, obviously going out, shaking hands and talking to people and building partnerships and stuff. And let me just say too, because I want, you know, to honor you, that, you know, to all of your listeners, we've actually chosen Amy as to be in our documentary. So we actually are being filmed in an amazing documentary in 2022 by Dennis Quaid's production company, which is called Viewpoint. Now, if you guys are familiar with the show Nova, which I wasn't as much as I am now, but it's the longest running publicly held television show in the history of mankind. And it's also the number one rated science show ever. It's 48 seasons since 1977, I think. It was 1974, 1977. And we are going to be in a documentary that's going to run on Nova live for an entire month. And I don't know when it will be. It's probably going to be in sometime in May or possibly June. And Amy is going to be the featured person that we interview in the documentary. So there'll be, I think, three or four people interviewed, and Amy will be like the science person who's also using it with her clients and stuff like that. So again, we're very honored that she is going to be that person. So yes, you are my female doppelganger. I would agree with that 100%.
I know, we agree on so much, and your knowledge of hormones is insane. So that's why we wanted to come on today. Number one, because you guys are having an insane 50% off everything sale. So we'll put the links and everything in the show notes. We'll put it in the Facebook. We'll put it in the YouTube. We'll put it so you guys can grab hold of it. But asircustom.com/Dr. Amy, D-R-A-M-I-E. Thanks for doing that.
By the way,
that
that's against the wishes of our new CEO. So you are right. And we don't, you know, in very truthful fashion, we don't have margins like most companies, because as you know, our products work.
Yep.
Right.
So that's what we're going to talk about.
So it costs a lot of money, but you know, I'm glad you said that. It is, it's social 50. Make sure you go to her link though. It's again, to see her custom, Dr. Amy. So /Dr. Amy. And yes, everything is 50% off, and literally we may do it depending on our inventory status at the very end of the year, but in 2022, it will never happen again. We are now a luxury skincare brand, and we're literally doing this because Nick and I, when we founded this company, we wanted to help as many people as possible. And now that it's becoming corporatized, we cannot do that for much longer. So take advantage while you can.
Exactly. So I want to talk about, just like we said, just hair loss, because you know hair loss. You've studied this ad nauseum. You know hormones. You know thyroid. So let's talk about hair loss and then get into that bad skin, that creepy skin. Because right now, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you're headed into winter, the heat's on, everything's getting dry and dehydrated. And when you stack that with the Thanksgiving meals and the Christmas cookies and then a thyroid problem or hormone problem, you're going to feel like a mess. You're going to be losing hair. Your skin's going to get dry and dehydrated and more wrinkly. And you're going to think, why do I look older? So let's just break this down. Let's start with hair, because you've talked about it before. Everybody thinks the hair loss is caused by high testosterone and DHT. So can we break that myth really quickly?
Yes, we absolutely can. And again, you're the perfect person to talk about this. You're highly aware, obviously, of hormones too. You're the thyroid fixer. And I love the idea of the Northeast. You know, climactically, our bodies go through what we call series of microinflammations. Now, if you live in an arid, dry, cooler climate, you are going to have more microinflammations in your scalp than someone who has a humid, more moist, rich climate. Okay. And again, that's especially for the skin, especially for the hair. And, you know, to go back to what you said, DHT, which is dihydrotestosterone, and the inhibition of the follicles in the scalp, and obviously also the hair for women in specific places, was thought to be the way to control for hair loss for the last literally three decades. And unfortunately, the medical community, as you well know, still pitches this as the be-all, end-all solution. We have millions of men, millions of women, which I never even knew about until I started talking to you, are prescribed DHT inhibitors. And unfortunately, they do very little to actually stop hair loss. What they do is cause all sorts of disruption and dysregulation to biological systems. Because as I always say, and I've said this on your show before, I'll say it again. As soon as you start inhibiting God-created processes, you're going to wind up in problems. You know, the same thing can be seen with men who are using therapeutic testosterone, or even men who are bodybuilders and performance athletes who use, you know, super physiological levels of steroids or anabolics and testosterone, who inhibit their estrogen. That also kills them. That also shuts down all sorts of negative or positive biological cascades, creating negative issues. But I mean, Amy, you know, I can just mention this just briefly because I haven't had a chance to do it, but all of these bodybuilders that are dying, okay, they're all dying from using AIs. AIs cause what are called micro fissures in the mass vascular networks. And although these guys are, you know, you're not going to see this in the autopsies, but the smartest guy on planet Earth is a guy by the name of Dr. Scott Howe. And he has already looked into this for the last 10 years. And what happens is when, again, when you block a biological God-given process like dihydrotestosterone or aromatase, which is, again, which causes and blocks estrogen, you're going to have, right, all these byproducts and side effects. And again, all these men using high-dose AIs are creating, you know, essentially, you know, breaks in their vascular networks. So as soon as something happens, I know I hear a dog, it's okay. As soon as something happens, like, you know, they get up, you know, unexpectedly, or they get shocked or fear or something happens that creates a parasympathetic nervous system issue, they have a heart attack and they die. Now, none of these people are going to ever be diagnosed this. They're just going to say, oh, they were bodybuilders and they were using all these different drugs and they died. But that's not what's happening. So the inverse is true for people that are using dihydrotestosterone blockers, which again is finasteride, dutasteride, even the topical bullshit, even minoxidil and all these other things. These are causing serious issues to people long-term. Now, again, as you know, and we can put the links in that we've written a number of articles in the last 4 months covering this. I've done a profound podcast with Dr. Rob Komanarek, who takes men off of and women off of DHT inhibitors. A lot of people do not have side effects from using these. Okay. And so they'll say, Amy or Jay, you know, I don't have any issues with this, so I don't know what you're talking about. And I will tell them that if you go get a biological age test and you use a company like True Diagnostic, and there's others out there now, you will look and you will see that biologically your age is way older than your chronological age. Because again, you're fraying the end caps of your telomeres by doing these things to block DHT, which is again, is a naturally needed biochemical cascade, as is estrogen. So whenever you start blocking these, you're doing all these horrible things to your body. So to make a long story, and I know I sidetracked, but I want people to understand how harmful these products are. Those stuff, using DHT inhibitor to block hair is just attaching to the actual receptors in your scalp. Okay. Which again, in theory is preventing them from further miniaturizing, but it's a theory that in our, you know, long 10,000 word article that examines all of the science and it obviously interviews people and goes through doctors' stories and all this stuff, you find out that it's literally like a secondary downstream effect of actually avoiding or preventing hair loss at all. And as you know, besides the biochemical issues that you're creating for yourself long-term to your health, as soon as you stop using them, your hair falls out.
Yeah.
Because it's attached to the receptors, and the receptors die when you stop taking these drugs. So again, props to Big Pharma for creating drugs that people have to take forever. They become dependent on them. They got to keep spending money because as soon as they stop, their hair falls out. So now what we know, and this is 100% proven by the science, Amy, is that hair loss is caused by blood flow restriction to the scalp. Period. Mm-hmm. End of story.
Yep. And that can be from any kind of inflammation. So it can be from insulin resistance. It can be because your thyroid is not working properly. We know the thyroid is the master gland that controls everything. Yes. Everything. Yes. So it can be that that reduction in blood flow can be from a multitude of different root causes. Yes. But the basis of hair loss is that loss of blood flow, decrease of circulation.
So yes, and I'm glad you, that's very well stated. But back to what you were saying about the areas, because I've never spoken about this, and I'm glad as you do, you always bring up stuff that makes me think about it. But the Northeast, the Southwest, obviously anywhere in super cold climates, like this is the time of year where your hair is in the red zone. Okay. That cold weather, that extreme, again, brutal elements, you going in and out of temperature controlled where it's like 75 degrees heat out in the 20 degree cold.
Yep.
That is going to screw with the follicles in your scalp and obviously the dermis of your skin. So it's best now to truly listen to what we're going to talk about in this podcast and figure out the best ways to nurture the hair and the skin right now. And again, it's critically important that people realize that hair loss has nothing to do with the actual hairs. It has everything to do with the scalp health. So the skin on top of your hair, on your head, has to be, as you said, free of inflammation, both systemic and topical. And the way we do that is through the things that we'll talk about on the show.
And just backing up, because I know this is going to be a question when you talk about minoxidil, I don't want to move off of that just yet, but you are talking about the topical as well as the oral form. If they use it, if the people use it long-term, yes, it'll help. They'll be like, oh, yay, my hair is growing. Yes. And then they stop using it and it falls back out, correct?
That's exactly right. And, you know, in truth, another great point, another great question, as you always do, is, you know, we have people who are like, so, and you know this, and this, well, I'll step back. So hair is a big deal, okay? Obviously, for men, I always knew it to be a big deal because I battled hair loss myself. At one point I was like, I'm just going to shave my hair and be chrome dumb. I don't care. I mean, look at my hair now. It's incredible. This is obviously from our product, but I look at videos from 2 years ago when I was doing podcasts with people and I'm like, holy shit. Right. Like shit will come up on Facebook and it'll be like, you know, a memory from 2017 or 2018. And even my wife will be like, dude, look at your hair now. Right. So the reality is that, yes, it's a big thing for men, but as you know better than me, and now I know how big it is for women, you know, you were the one that told me about women that keep hair diaries, hair loss diaries. They count the hairs that fall out in the shower, in the sink, and blah, 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 blah. So it's like, this is a serious issue for men and women around the world to stop hair loss. So with minoxidil, because again, it's not as effective as attaching to the receptors as dutasteride, or finasteride, which is Propecia, right? Which is, again, the big pharma medical prescriptive versions. But there is a prescriptive version of minoxidil because it's close. But again, all of them, again, attach to the follicles to, again, theoretically, prevent further miniaturization. So there are people that will use minoxidil in combination with Oxano, and I don't want to skip too far ahead. And in theory, you can probably get better hair regrowth doing that. But as you and I know, you don't want to use minoxidil because it, again, it has a twofold deleterious effect to your health long-term. And most importantly, it causes the receptors, you know, i.e. the follicles in the scalp, to completely die once you stop using it. And the last thing that you want when you're attempting to regrow your hair is to create, you know, a decaying cellular condition, which is what those things are doing, versus our product, which we're going to talk about. And then there's other things you can do to enhance it, which increases blood flow, increases angiogenesis, increases collagen synthesis and formation, which is, again, what is going to stimulate a healthy scalp.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. So yeah, I get so excited. I don't want to jump too far ahead of, I got to tell you something that just came to my doorstep today that I'm going to start using with Oxano, but GHKCU. So I don't know if you heard a podcast I did just on my own on GHKCU after I met you, after I learned about Asir.
Yeah, so did. I watched it.
When you dive into the research on GHKCU, it actually starts to piss me off because for decades, Jay, I have been told to use Retin-A for my skin. So I know we're talking about hair, but yes, minoxidil for hair loss, Retin-A for your skin, all will be well. And here we have that big pharma thing coming in again because Retin-A is a prescription. Sure, you can get retinol over the counter. It does the same damn thing to my face. It flakes, it peels, it gets red, and then I break out.
It's an acid. Retinol is an acid. If you look at its base formulation, it's an acid. I mean, again, look, I'll just say this. I know your listeners are smart. Almost everything that we have ever been told by the system is the inverse of the truth. It's all coming out now, you know, and, you know, you have people like Dr. Amy, you know, people like me, there are thousands of us, thank God now on the planet, who offer information and solutions that are actually based on real science, not bullshit marketing scams. I mean, again, I remember, look, I'll just make you laugh. When I was looking into ways to reduce acne, when I first started using therapeutic testosterone 20 years ago, I got deep into the research and I started looking at, you know, azelaic acid and all of these things. And I'm like, what in the hell? These are literally acids that you're putting on your skin in an attempt to nuke something else, right? Which is, you know, acne vulgaris, which is an eruption in the dermis. But I mean, it's insane how they have brainwashed humanity to do something that's not even the attempting to solve for the root cause. As you know, it's just another Band-Aid that they can make money on.
Exactly. And then, I talked about Retin-A. And of course, you can dive into the literature on, like I said, GHKCU goes back to 1973, I believe, where it is proven to reduce wrinkles. Yeah. One study showed a 76% reduction in facial wrinkles using GHKCU, which is, so we can back up. It is a peptide. GHKCU is a peptide. And I'll let Jay expand on that. But when you look at the literature, when you look at the medical literature, the research, PubMed, Google Scholar, you type that in, you will see a slew of articles that you have probably never heard of and never seen before because they are hidden because the big pharma wants you to buy the Retin-A, wants you to buy the minoxidil and the propecia.
Exactly.
But it is a powerful freaking peptide with huge results in hair and skin. I mean, that is what it is focused on in the medical literature. It regrows hair, it improves skin texture, boom. And it's right there in black and white and you don't hear about it until now.
Well, so you probably know this. I think you and I talked off air and I'll just share this. Maybe I get in trouble. I don't know. But the guy who is the patent holder and the guy who has done all the research on copper peptide GHKCU is a guy by the name of Lauren Pickert. And you guys can Google who he is. And I have a story for you off air. It's not for here, but he went crazy, like legitimately crazy, but 20 years ago, he went and started promoting this because he knows everything you said is true. And Big Pharma came after him. I mean, dude, like that's a story for you and I off the air, but he figured out all the things that you're saying. Now, fast forward to today, you and I can go on Amazon right now and any of your listeners, and they can search for GHKCU and there will be any number of product that comes up, you know, stating that we have copper peptide, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, you start looking into it. And again, Nick and I know them all. And you will find that they use it as a buzzword, but if you would actually order the product yourself, and again, a lot of these things are $20. Yeah. There's stuff on there, $29.99. But if you ordered the product and you did a testing, you did an analysis, you would find there was literally nothing. I mean, it was, you know, if there was even a mention of it, like, you know, in a micrograde analysis, it would be a miracle. So the reality is that we are the first company, and I know there'll be others and stuff like that. It's not like we're, you know, reinventing the wheel here, but to actually create a product that is at a molecular grade of copper peptide GHKCU, 3%, that does something. Okay. Now, again, thank God, because Nick is so smart and worked in big pharma for 20 plus years, you know, he knows how to formulate at a level that's not considered clinical, but but is at a still strong enough level that, you know, people are going to see results. And obviously, as you found out, and so have hundreds of thousands of people around the world, that when you put on the serum and the cream, it literally is, and I hate using the word anti-aging because they hate that word too. They come after you when you say anti-aging, but it does improve skin elasticity, collagen formation. Again, it's angiogenic, which means it increases red blood cell formation and flow to the targeted tissue, which, you know, for the face is the dermis in the skin. And when you use it, it just makes your skin younger. Now, as I told you, we're coming out with a product next year that's going to be called Ageless. Now, I don't know when it's coming. It really is going to depend on when we redo all of our branding and our labeling and our packaging. But my hope is that it's going to be by the end of the second quarter. And that product, Amy, will be at a minimum 6 times, at a maximum 10 times as effective as the current products, which, as you know, are already unbelievable. So yep. We're going to call it Ageless because it's going to compete with Botox.
Yep.
If not, you know, be stronger than Botox, but it will be as good, if not stronger. But the best part is it has zero neurotoxicity. Now, a lot of women and, of course, men don't realize that when you inject Botox, you're injecting a neurotoxin into your body. Okay. So yes, it deadens the cells, and yes, it gives you the effects that you're injecting it for, but it's also playing a long game that you really don't want, because again, you're injecting a neurotoxin into your cells. And nobody talks about this because, again, it's, you know, it's, what is it? It's for aesthetics, right? It's for anything right. to do where you look younger, but, you know, without the taking the big picture of the long-term effects. So our product will, as you know, be cellularly healthy. It will actually improve the health of the skin and the cells in the corresponding skin, so that your skin will actually truly rejuvenate to a healthier profile, which, as we always say, is like the time when, you know, you're between 16 and 19 years old, which is when you have the most blood flow and the most moisturization and elasticity in the skin.
And I've seen it. I have seen it myself. I told you that before. I've been on here telling people I would not come on here and promote a product and just bullshit my way through and tell you I saw right. results when I didn't. I right. was on since last December. I was on 3 prescriptions, one like a Metro gel, a Diflucan cream, Differin cream, something else. And I would have to put a pea size of each in my hand and rub it on my skin every single night, including Monistat. I was putting yeast cream on my face. And did it help? Yes. But I thought after a while, I'm like, I'm not putting anything good for my skin on my face. I couldn't even do a vitamin C or else I would break out. So then, of course, I meet you. I do the studies on GHKCU. I start using the Royal Blue Sky Blue serum and cream. And that's not even with the add-ons, like the red light and everything. I just use that alone. And I'm like, okay, I made it 2 days. Now I made it 3 days without a breakout. Now I made it a week without a breakout. And I could use that and not have a breakout. And I got completely away from the prescription creams. I mean, for me, that is amazing. I don't want to break out at the age of 47. It's ridiculous. And to have to use prescription creams that are getting into the bloodstream and doing nothing but bad and not nourishing my skin at all, probably causing accelerated aging, that was bullshit. So I wanted something that I could use for life that would improve and keep the acne away. So not only did my face clear up, but I am definitely seeing changes in the wrinkles, because I'm a huge anti-ager. Like I don't even have a retirement fund. I'm an anti-ager. like I'm not going to age. So yeah, when I, you know, and I'm in the mirror going like this with my eyes and I see a difference, a marked difference, period.
Yeah. And that's beautiful. And yes. And again, and you know, for people, well, let's even go take a step back, and that's all great what you said, but I think, you know, this is Jay Campbell and Amy Horman. So we can say whatever we want and
we
can
say whatever we want.
And a lot of people are going to get mad, but bottom line is this: almost every single product that you can purchase, from Estee Lauder to Target, to Walmart, to Rodan and Fields, if you pour through the back of the ingredients and you start looking at the chemical byproducts and particulates and the separators that are in these products, and if you knew what they did and what they were, you would never use them. Now, again, these are very strong comments, but again, you know, I'm Jay Campbell. I'm going to say it. I mean, I don't even use shampoo, but once or twice a month. There is nothing in the marketplace that is not laden with chemicals that dries out your scalp enhances microinflammation. I mean, again, you know, people don't understand. They get hooked on the hype. They get hooked on the marketing. They get hooked on the gimmicks. They get hooked on the fancy labels and the bright, you know, clean, impressive graphics and images. I mean, again, I always tell people, you know, Rodin and Fields and Lemure and, you know, Estee Lauder and all the high-end cosmetic companies, dude, they're selling women, especially women, on their brand and their packaging and their labeling and their colors. There almost is nothing in their products that does anything but cause them to suffer worse. So again, they keep the cycle up of purchasing the same things over and over again that do nothing. I mean, again, I've said this, you know this, I will take the Pepsi challenge against any competitive product that's found on planet Earth with our serum and cream. If you stop using everything else that you're using, I mean, literally everything, and you use our product for 1 month, you will never go back to any of that stuff, whether it's cheaper or more expensive. And again, our products are not cheap. As you know, again, we're making a 3% grade of a copper peptide that costs us money. You cannot be in business, you know, making a product like that unless it's expensive. And that's why I always tell people, like, the reality is like, if you want to buy the shit on Amazon, and go buy the shit on Amazon, and you're going to get the same crap results that you would get if you paid, you know, 8 to 10x for Rodin and Fields, because it's the same chemical agents and particulates that they put in these products. And again, Amy, it's very important. And we put this on our science page, and people need to understand this. Like, don't believe me. Don't believe Amy. Do the research yourself. Buy these products. Send them to any of the various independent testing agencies. There's many of them. If you don't know where they are, send me an email at jasircustom.com and I'll happy to give you one. And send the product for testing. Spend $30 or $40 and see what comes back. Like, even the names that they use on the labels when they put the big, you know, the big the buzzwords, when they say pentyl peptide, you know, MRXL7, you know, whatever it is they use. If you test this shit, you will find there is nothing in it. These are just names. The FDA is, you know, without saying anything mean or bad, you know, easily bought and paid for.
Yeah.
There's very little regulation of the over-the-counter health and beauty and supplements and cosmetics industry. They can say whatever they want and it doesn't matter, because nobody is doing the testing. Nobody is actually, you know, I don't know why. It's a great angle for attorneys to do this, but they don't do it. And for whatever reason, these people and, you know, companies continue to manufacture products that have almost none of what they say in the bottle. And again, that's why people never get real results. It's just a constant cycle of, you know, continuing to buy the same things and buying into the smoke and mirrors and the hype on the labels.
Well, just like fairy dusting. So I pound this. I'm very blunt, very in my patient's face about this and in my listener's face. You do not buy on Amazon, because beauty products and supplements are fairy dusted. Now, while we do not want the FDA to step in, we do not want them regulating anything, because they will fuck it up. We don't want them doing that. But because they don't regulate, then you do have companies that will just sprinkle a little bit in, and they can say GHKCU on the label. They can say whatever they want on the label. As long as there's just a little teeny tiny amount in there, that's okay. So that is literally what you're getting in addition to all of the chemicals. And that really is where, I'm sorry, you do get what you pay for. You just do. If you're buying a supplement at Costco for, you know, a vitamin D for $5.99, chances are you're not getting vitamin D. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Let's just use our heads and be real. You get what you pay for in this world. Always. And when a company has to charge more, it's because they're putting quality in it. And like you said, just use it. Don't believe me. Don't believe you. Just go use it. Get it tested if you want to, or just use it for a month like I did, where you can see the difference. Now, I noticed an immediate difference in my skin, but I would say, and you can expand on this, the hair piece takes a little bit longer. Now, I shared a month or so ago that my hairdresser 2 months ago was like, what the fuck? So this hair was like this. Honestly, she's like, this is the back of your head. Why is it like halfway broken off? I'm like, well, I had, you know, the C, and I think I had that C breakage where, I mean, literally, folks, tons if you have it, have you'll know, like you either get hair loss or it will just break in random places, right? It's COVID hair. But in literally, so I'm seeing her on Wednesday. So that would be 5 weeks, so about 8 weeks total since really using the Oxano Grow Back here and hitting it with red light. I've gotten probably what, like an inch and a half growth. So it absolutely works. My hair doesn't grow an inch and a half that quickly. So there you go. So I would say that the hair serum takes a little bit longer. Like you do have to be patient, give it 2-3 months, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk about that. So
yeah.
So the answer is yes and no. And again, you know, this is where it gets tough. And obviously we're very big about disclosing this on our website and letting people know to their face. Any peptide, especially a cosmeceutical peptide like copper peptide GHKCU, is going to both simulate and stimulate relative to the cellular health of the end user. So what that means is if you're fat, and you're full of inflammation, your results are going to absolutely suck. Now, why is that? Now, again, this is not a character assassination or a judgment or a label. I want people to understand this. It's going to suck because you do not have good blood flow. When we talk about endothelial function in the body, we are talking about the sensitivity in your vascular tissue to feel change, okay? So if you do not have good endothelial function because you have too high a body fat, which obviously means you have high inflammation, then you are not going to get excellent blood flow to whatever tissues you're attempting to target, whether it's your face or your hair. Now, what we do know is that the face is a lot less sensitive than the scalp is. So again, if you are high body fat, you have high inflammation, you have extreme levels of autoimmune disease, which, by the way, Amy, you already know that's just from high inflammation. You know, a lot of women especially are worriers. They're stress cases. You know, they think about their kids every night they go to bed. They lay down. They're like, you know, my daughter's in college. What if so-and-so happens? And they just never, ever relax. It's just pure stress. That also causes cellular stress, which ultimately leads to inflammation, which leads to cellular degradation, and then the degradation leads to eventually some or various form of one of the diseases of aging, which can be anything, diabetes, heart disease, type 3 diabetes, which is neurodegenerative disorder, blah, 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 on and on. It goes every way. Everything is relative to inflammation. So again, if you're like Amy and you're like me and you have low levels of inflammation and you're serious about your health, that's the best way to say it without pissing people off. You're serious about your health. Every day you're exercising. You're probably doing a combination of strength training and cardiovascular training, at least I hope you are, and you're eating insulin controlled. If you're doing those things and you use our product, and again, you have low levels of inflammation already because you don't have high body fat, you're going to see results fast. You know, we have men and women who see regrowth of hair, terminal and terminus hairs within 3 to 4 weeks. But by and large, most people who are not Jay Campbell and Amy Horniman are going to take at least 3 to 4 months to see terminus hair regrowth. Now, something that's very important is if you're on a DHT inhibitor now and you start using our product and you cold turkey get off the other shit, don't do that because you are going to kill all of those cells that are attached right now from the DHT inhibitor meds or supplement if you're using minoxidil or Rogaine, and they will still miniaturize and fall out. So what you have to do is you want to use our product for at least a month to improve the health of your scalp. Once the health of your scalp is improved, and again, remember, let's say what our product is. You have serum A and serum B for Oxano. Now, soon there will only be one formulation because the oil-based product, which is serum B, which is carbon 60, which is in a grapeseed oil extract, will be in a liposomal delivery system. So it will be encapsulated in the one phase product. So it'll have serum A and serum B together. But for now, okay, you want to understand that you're going to put in serum A first, which is a water-based GHKCU. You're going to put in serum B, which is the oil-based secondarily. You know, there's a lot of different ways we can talk about, you know, hacks and stuff like that using red light and all those different things. But you have to massage it into your scalp, okay, and make sure it gets into the scalp, not into your hair.
hair. So thank you.
If you're a woman with long hair like Amy, and this is a problem on our end, and we've taken full, you know, responsibility for this, you really need a dropper. And so literally now, starting now, if not now, it's going to be early in December. Anytime you order Oxano now, it's going to come with the spray bottles and a dropper. So if you're a woman and you've got like root, you know, end hair loss or issues, you're going to just take the dropper and you're probably going to just put a couple drops in your hand and you're going to go like this and you're going to massage it into the scalp where you have the problems, you know. And if you have, you know, somebody helping you like a hair salon person or whatever, then they can just do it as like a treatment, like a scalp help treatment where they'll put the drops in, massage it in your scalp, boom, away you go. But that's the issue is that, you know, and again, a lot of people don't want to have this because I'm eating clean. I mean, dude, how many times have I told you this via text? People literally say to me, but my doc says that my diabetes is under control. And I'll be like, okay, well, what's your A1C? And they'll be like, it's 7 or 6.9. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you're a metabolic disaster. You don't have good blood flow. And so let me just make this very clear. If you have type 2 diabetes and you're using Oxano, you're wasting your money. Okay. You don't have endothelial function. You have poor blood flow in your vascular networks until you get your diabetes gone. And by the way, don't let anybody lie to you. Type 2 diabetes is not genetic. Okay. It's your lifestyle. Drop body fat, increase movement patterning, control for insulin when you eat, and you can absolutely get rid of type 2 diabetes. You don't need insulin. Now, obviously, you can use metformin. You can use other insulin mimetic drugs like dihydroberberin, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, type 2 diabetes and Oxano do not mix. If you have COPD, okay, you have other forms of inflammation that are due to disease states, do not use Oxano, okay? Mm-hmm. I see a lady in here. I have bought your hair product and I have used it for about 2 months. I have seen no results so far. Okay, so my question to you, thank you for watching, would be, what is your level of health? Mm-hmm. What is your current state of body fat? What is your current diet like? I always, you know, we ask these questions. I mean, I don't anymore, obviously, but my staff does. But at the end of the day, you have to have some form of cellular health to see results. And you are right, Amy. Some people who do have cellular health, good cellular health, for whatever reason, which is genetics or stress. And I see this in women a lot. They're stress cases. They're stressed out. Yep. Stressing and worrying absolutely depletes blood flow. Okay. It absolutely, because obviously, as you know, it leads to lack of sleep, and sleep degradation is the ultimate killer. It retards the metabolism. It slows down thyroid and blah, blah, blah. We can go on. But I mean, at the end of the day, if you have issues and you don't see results, it's because A, you're not in the cellular health, the cellular health of the optimal end user to get the results, or B, you are not in the process yet of getting your cellular health to a place where you will see results. And so I would say, you know, because some people have said to me, Amy, they're like, well, Jay, what does that mean, man? Like, I'm in good shape. You know, my body fat's 11%, blah, 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 whatever. And they'll be like, I used it for 5 months and I didn't get results. And then they'll send me a picture of their hair. And this is usually guys. And they don't have any hair follicles on their head. And I'm like, what do you think it's going to do? You don't even have any active hair follicles. But for women, for the most part, women get the best results with Oxano for two reasons. You got hair, and B, you listen to people when they tell you what to do. The average dude is just going to keep drinking a 12-pack and eat pizzas and ho-hos, and he's not going to clean up his cellular health. And so it's like, bro, this isn't for you. But for women, like women, you tell women what I've said today, and they're like, maybe not, you know, they need to lose 10 to 15 pounds and maybe they're not eating as well. They'll clean up their act. You know that. Your patients listen to you. So those people and people who listen to understand how this is going to work, if you clean up your act, you'll get results from this. The only people who are true outliers, and I've never said this, and I want to say this, and obviously I'm learning too, are people that have severe genetic androgenic alopecia or androgenic alopecia, which again is severe genetic hair loss, which, as you know, again, because we know it's from blood flow restriction, is also due to stress and worrying. A lot of people, they start seeing their hair fall out and they literally go into freak out mode, and it just accelerates the loss.
Yeah. And alopecia is an autoimmune condition. So with any autoimmune, you're going to have inflammation. Any autoimmune, you're going to have inflammation. So until you calm that inflammation down, support the immune system, make sure you're getting in the nutrients, using things to just take down that, you hear cytokine storm all the time right now with COVID, to take down that cytokine storm that occurs with an autoimmune condition, be it Hashimoto's, alopecia, type 1 diabetes, Crohn's, it doesn't, celiac, you have to take down that inflammation and control your immune system from going out and attacking itself. So with alopecia, it's attacking the follicles. You can calm that down. You can reel that in and then work on the actual hair growth itself, like you said, as long as there's a follicle.
So like,
and
by the way, I'm reading the comments. You're the perfect example. You are 5'2 and you're 112. You're probably ripped, but I have lots of stress. So the psychosomatic aspect of the cells is bigger than any of us could possibly ever imagine. So it's like Amy just said, you have to control for your inflammation. So I don't know what it is. Maybe you need to get divorced.
What is your stress?
I'm just kidding. But yeah, you know what I mean? I'm kidding. But the reality of it is whatever is causing your psychogenic stress is creating an issue for Oxano to not work. And again, you know, this is the hardest part to diagnose. Don't give up. You said you've only used it for 2 months. Go at least another 3 months. I would ask you to, you know, seek out some internal work like meditation or contemplation or introspection or going into nature, you know, doing more yoga, stuff like that, but something to calm down your internal, you know, chaos and then, you know, go from there. Because obviously, yeah, at 5'2 and 112, you don't have body fat, you know, you're not inflamed. So it's more of a, like I said, a psychogenic issue. And again, as you know, Amy, I mean, the last 2 years, my God, COVID has created stress for people, relationships, kids don't go to school anymore. They're in the house. Yep. I mean, people are just stressed all the time unless you figure out a way to do internal work, which, you know, I have two daughters in the house. I would also go crazy, you know, running this company. I mean, I have to do the internal work. So I would just say, someone like you, it's probably internal. You can solve for it, but don't give up. You know, go at least 4 to 5 months before you say Oxano doesn't work for me.
I would also add, you know, I have little women like that, like when it was 5'2 and 112, and they still have a thyroid problem, or their hormones are still off. Their testosterone, progesterone, and estrogen will be in the tank. That's worth mentioning. And you mentioned yoga, Jay. I have a biohack with Oxano. Before I go to hot yoga, which that's the only yoga I'll do because I get too bored in regular yoga, I will put that on because in hot yoga, my pores are opening up. So that's just going to help the absorption of it. Sometimes I'll bring it with me. And when I'm halfway through class, like I'll be rubbing it on here and then rubbing it on my clean wash face. I don't go to yoga with makeup on. So now my pores are open and I'm rubbing it in. It's just absorbing in. So that's another kind of biohack.
That's a great biohack. That's an absolutely amazing biohack. You know, to that point, I'm glad you said that because you're right. You corrected me. Hormones is a huge thing. Okay. If your hormones are screwed up, you know, if you're 5'2 and 112 and you're 60 and you are, you know, postmenopausal and just whacked hormonally, you're right. That could also be an issue. But I'm glad you said that. There's a lot of things we can get into from a biohacking standpoint on how to improve this. But there's no doubt that opening up the pores in the scalp, especially through microneedling, derma rolling. Now, again, we don't say this on our website, as you know, because, again, we can't speak about invasive therapies as an over-the-counter supplement, you know, manufacturers, which is really what we are. So we can't talk about that. But when I do podcasts, I tell people, hey, look, you're right. Anything that you can do to increase dilation in the scalp, which is, again, massage. I mean, you could even, you could even stand upside down in an inversion chair. Okay. Increase blood flow. Yeah. You can increase blood flow to your scalp through an inversion chair. So there's a lot of ways to biohack this. But again, just so people understand, and I know I've said this before, but I'll say it for people who are new. The product works in that serum A, which is the copper peptide, which is, again, a water-based solution, is the one that stimulates angiogenesis. So it increases red blood cell formation and flow to the scalp. And then it also increases collagen formation. It's all together system. Carbon 60, which is serum B, acts as a molecular sponge. It's actually twofold. Primarily acts as a molecular sponge. So again, it allows the GHK to get deeper into the follicular roots in the scalp. Again, stimulating a healthy follicle in the scalp. It also has a superoxidative dismutase. It removes the microinflammation. So again, so both of these things together simultaneously are synergistic and improve and enhance, again, blood flow and then ultimately hair regeneration. For some women, and I want to address this, and I know you and I have talked about this, and this is an American thing, a West thing, you know, people have a more is better approach, okay? You know, it's like, I'm going to saturate my scalp. I want to get this in. I want to see the fastest results possible. More is not better with our products because the carbon 60 is an oil nanomolecule. And an oil nanomolecule, even in a very thin texturized carrier solution like grapeseed, can still become too much oily in your hair. And a lot of women complain, well, you know, it makes my ends oily. And I'm always like, well, again, how many sprays are you putting in? I just had this conversation with a huge influencer on Saturday. He's a dude and he has long hair. And I'm like, how many sprays are you putting in? He's like, dude, I'm doing 4 in the morning and 4 at night. I'm like, Jesus, bro. I'm like, you can't put that much in your hair. Like, I mean, look, this is how simple it is. If you're a woman, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but if you're a woman and you don't have the bottle, I would spray Serum B once into your hand, in palm of your hand. It's going to be oil.
Yep.
And then just take the oil and get it into the scalp areas where you have the most thinning, the most grain, the most loss, and that's it. Don't even worry about spraying in your hair. I, we have these women, they write into our customer service and they're spraying it in 3 or 4 times and then they're running it through their ends. And we're like, dude, it's oil.
Yeah.
You can't do that. So Serum A, you can spray as much of your Serum A as you want. You're going to run out a lot faster, but it's water-based. It's going to dry. But ultimately, 2 sprays of Serum A and maybe 1 spray onto your hand if you have the dropper, 1 or 2 drops of the Serum B. And again, into the scalp, not into your hair. Don't spray it into your hair and then start running it through your long hair. That's not what it's supposed to do. It's scalp health, and you have to get it into the scalp and massage it into the scalp, not into the hair. And I know it's harder for women with long hair. I mean, you know, I'm a short hair, but I still can just get it into the scalp and rub it in like this. See, I'm not rubbing it into my hair. I'm rubbing it into my scalp in the areas that I have loss.
Yep. Yeah, I just separate. Like, I'll just part it and get it, you know, right there where I want it to go.
See, that's how you do it. And so many women spray it in because, again, their hairspray, they're using, like, after conditioner products, leave-in conditioner, detangler, shit like that. They're trained on that, and so they think they use it like that, and you can't use it like that.
Right. Right, exactly. And same thing with the Royal Blue Sky Blue cream and serum and cream, serum first, cream second. You don't need too much. Like, you don't have to pump out a whole crap ton onto your hand, just a couple pumps and then just really rub it all over, get on your neck.
Honestly, 2 is all you need. Yeah, 2 is all you need, depending on your level of, you know, what I call deconditioning of your face. I mean, look, if you have severe erosion due to overexposure in the sun as a child or in your teens or even in your early 20s and you're in your 60s and 70s, it's not going to be magic, right? It's going to make your skin much more soft, much more emollient. You're definitely going to have way better moisturization. As you know, Serum A, if you put Serum A on before Serum B, your face stays moisturized for at least 10 to 12 hours. And that's even if you're in the sun. Okay. Yep. So again, I know a lot of people will use one or the other. If you're a dry skin person, okay. So let me say this. I've never said this. If you're a person who can't afford both, although we make it pretty affordable, but if you can't afford both and you're only choosing one, if you're a supremely dry skin person, go with the cream. Okay. Cause the cream has a goat's milk base. And again, it's basically a topical moisturizer. If you're a person that has pretty good skin and you want something to just offer protection day in, day out, use the Serum A because the Serum A is, again, water-based and it's going to absorb fast, but it also seals your face. Like, you talk to anybody who uses Serum A, especially for men, and like they're like, dude, it's the greatest aftershave balm ever. I feel like my face is completely sealed after I've shaved in the morning. Right. Mm-hmm. So again, if you're a woman and you're, you know, your skin is everything to you, Serum A first. Serum B after, wait a minute, wait 2 minutes, let them seal. You know, my wife does this. I'm sure you're doing this. There's thousands of women that are doing this now. You put Serum A on first and then you red light your face.
Yep.
Hit your face with red light for 3 to 5 minutes, you know, do the hand cannons or whatever. There's so many of them now. And then put the moisturizer after and then just go to work. My wife now actually, she's doing like here.
Okay. Yep.
Here, and you know, we've got the giant Juve full body, and she'll just go into the full body and just do her full body. So she'll just do 12 minutes. Yeah. 6 minutes here. And then she'll turn around and do 6 minutes. So, you know, it just depends on who you are and how valuable your facial, you know, rejuvenation is and stuff like that. But there's other things that, you know, too, and I'll let you know, which is really cool. We have applied for a patent for a red light jade roller that you'll be able to use. Yeah, it's amazing that you'll be able to use when you put the stuff on. And this stuff will be the bee's knees. There's nobody on the planet that has this yet. You know, everybody's just using technology to hit your face with the light, but this will literally be a red light roller. So you'll put the cream on or the serum on, and then you'll pound your face with this thing. And as you know, that stuff also stimulates red blood cell formation. So it's going to be like the ultimate, it'll be like the ultimate attack to improve your skin.
Yep. And the same thing goes for, just like we talked about with the Oxana Grow for the hair, same thing with your face. If you're smoking, if you're not drinking enough water and you're dehydrated through the day, if you're not taking vitamin C, if you're not taking collagen, if you're getting 40 grams of protein a day, like most women do, you're not going to see an improvement in your skin. I mean, it has to be the both and theory. You have to be taking care of your body in order to expect anything that you put on topically to work. And especially when we're kind of teetering into the cosmeceutical, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. It's basically like almost a pharmaceutical. It's cosmeceutical. It's a cosmetic line that goes on your skin. You're not taking it internally, but it's so powerful. GHKCU is so powerful. So you have to do the both and. You have to be taking care of yourself internally in order for anything externally to work.
I mean, look, you know this better than anyone. Everything is inflammation, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you do not take care of your physical avatar body and make excuses, you're not going to get any of this wonderful or wondrous, what I call golden age, you know, restoration technologies, which, as you know, are peptides. You know, we even have bioregulators coming. There's going to be even enhancements to that. I mean, even like, you know, vibration therapy or acoustic wave therapy to cause or to create all sorts of healing based solutions. If your body cellularly sucks, it's going to be very limited. So again, you know, first step is always drop body fat, which ultimately automatically reduces inflammation, right? You know, control for hormones, right? I mean, obviously I do first, right? Like hormones, you know, so first off, step one, consult with Dr. Horniman. Step two, after what she tells you, do that.
Yes.
Step three, start focusing on reducing for inflammation, which is all the things that she's going to tell you how to do. But I mean, again, it's a very simple process once you get to the reality that like nothing that you take or use or buy is going to do shit until your cells are in a somewhat healthy state so that the adjuvants can just stimulate. Like I said, I like to say stimulate and simulate a healthier end user.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well said. Very well said. All right, Jay, anything else that you wanted to talk about, to add?
I mean, we could talk a little bit about hormones if you want. You know, so I think, and you're going to be selling this, of course, too. So I have a hormones and a peptides course coming. The hormones course is, the first one is for men only, but I mean, women would want to buy this for their husbands anyway, because it's like literally that deep. I'm going to actually give you access to it in the next probably 24 hours so you can go through it. But the plan is, in January, not January, but last week of December, to let you and other doctors and various other people, and you and I have to talk actually about women. That's something we'll talk about after, but because I want to only give it, like, I only want to recommend specific doctors, right? So that's something that I'm going to do, but this course is going to be, it already is. I won't say it's going to be, it's the best course on planet Earth right now for men who are looking for a better life. Okay. I can say, oh, therapeutic testosterone and all that, but literally this course is designed to like overcome your current situation. And as you know, and maybe you don't know, I know you know this, but the research that's come out in the last 3 weeks on what COVID and the big, you know, V does to people's hormone levels is insane. Yep. There are so many luteinizing hormone receptors throughout the male and female body. And the ACE receptor from C and from the V absolutely attacks and scavenges those receptors. So ultimately, you are going to have a hormonal deficiency at some point if you've gotten the V or you've gotten the C, and that's the majority of people. So, you know, these are things that you are going to have to look into in 2022 and beyond. And obviously, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here, but optimizing your hormones is going to be the number one thing that you can do to survive, to literally live the longest and strongest. There is nothing else you can do. There's no big pharma agent. Yes, there's, you know, drugs like metformin and, you know, other things that you can take, peptides that we could talk about. But if you are not hormonally optimized, you ain't going to last. And as you know, they're just going to keep hitting us with variants and variants and plague after plague after plague. And so again, you know, you talk about how do you survive as a human? You become anti-fragile. You become resilient. And resilience is what these courses teach. Now, the hormones courses launches at the end of December. The peptides course will launch probably right before you and I meet up in February. And they are literally going to be 1 week only. Doctors and influencers will be promoting them. And then when they shut down, that's it. So if you want access to Dr. Amy, you want access to some of the other people that are going to be involved in these things, like you're going to have to get in when they go. Because again, I want to create a very tight-knit community of men and women who are into optimizing their health and obviously living longer and stronger. That's the goal.
I love it. Those are going to be just golden, just so golden. Because number one, yes, even later today, I'm talking about hormonal disruption, tying it to even the different studies that are coming out about the V, because we are seeing 70-year-old menopausal women bleeding. So, yeah. And I can't tell you the amount of messages I've gotten from women saying, I don't know, all of a sudden I started swatting and then I didn't have a period. Then I had a period. Then I'm swatting again. And it's like five times in a month. And yeah, that's what it is. Exactly. So we desperately need more education in the general population with hormones. And I love peptides. I just think, I really think that they could be the next medicine, but yeah, not medicine. Yeah. I mean, they have such powerful effects on the body. Just like we talked about GHKCU, topical peptide, that being immensely powerful. Imagine all the different peptides that we can use internally, injectable, that can have just powerful effects on the body. I love it.
So I'm not allowed to share this, but I'm going to share it with you and your listeners because you deserve to know this. So you can buy serum and cream and use them on aches, sprains, soft tissue injuries. I mean, it's profound. I mean, I'll say this. I didn't even know this myself. Our first formulation, which you were using way back when it was Oxano and the serum and the GH, you know, serum A was the pump bottle. Dude, that stuff nicks the constitution of that. Like if you get an ankle or an elbow or a wrist sprain, a lot of people have carpal tunnel from being on screens all the day, and you put that stuff, a couple squirts, and rub it into your wrist, dude, it is magic. Now, again, I'm not supposed to say this. They come after us because it's not, you know, it's this is basically, you know, again, we're obviously not physicians, but this would be called, you know, contraindicated off-label.
Right.
But
right.
This stuff, as you said, copper peptide GHKCU has over 1,000 peer-reviewed studies over four decades showing its healing and therapeutic multimodality effects, again, into the hair and the skin, and again, soft tissue, sprains, aches, brain. I mean, even bones. I mean, you know, that's something else, but dude, it works amazingly well. So I always tell people now, like, and you know, we can talk for 5 minutes on peptides, and we probably should. But I see people like, look, if you're an aggressive athlete and you're playing tennis or racket sports or anything that you can get a sprain or an ankle tweak or, you know, any kind of like wrist injury or something like that, you should just have a couple bottles on hand just to rub it in because it's amazing. I mean, my next door neighbor is not an athlete, is not trained. She sprained her ankle, horrifically sprained her ankle. You know, it was black and blue. She probably had a third degree tear. And we were with her at a barbecue about 3 months ago. And Monica was like, why don't you just give it to her? You know, I was like, I don't want to get into the, you know, what this stuff is. You know, this stuff is like, as you know, so advanced from normal people. But yeah. I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do it. And I went over to her. I go, look, you trust me, right? She's like, yeah, I trust you. Yeah. I'm like, just put this stuff on your ankle twice a day for the next 3 days and then tell me what it was like. I swear to God, Amy, she literally 5 days later texted my wife and I and said, it's a miracle. My swelling is gone. there's no pain. What did I put on my ankle? And I'm like, don't need to worry about that. You're good. Just be thankful. Right. But it's like, it really does. Again, copper peptide, again, can, you know, because of the size of the molecule, it can absorb through the skin pretty easily, pretty readily. So it's great. So here's just 5-minute bonus on peptides. Peptide course is out in February. It's very surgical. The average person cannot use peptides, as you know, because the barrier of entry is finding them, learning how to use them, you know, getting over the fear or overcoming the fear of injecting them, understanding how to reconstitute them, blah, blah. So at the end of the day, we created a course that is for the common person. It's not, I mean, it's clinical level in knowledge and awareness, but it's very simple for Joe Public and Sarah Public to buy the course and say, oh, I want to use peptides. Because as you know, you and I can talk about peptides till we're blue in the face, but then the people, they go buy them that, you know, I affiliate for a research company, Limitless, right? And I have like a 30% off sale right now, which is amazing. You know, people buying all sorts of peptides, and then they'll message me and they're like, okay, well, it came to my house. Now what? And so for all of those people, you know, Nick and I were like, we got to create a course, you know, and I know I told you the story, but I'll just go over it real quick again. We wanted to create a book, and then it was like, how are we going to make a book that's going to show people how to do this, right? So we created the course. It took a year to make. It's really deep, but it's very basic. So we actually have a section that's for clinicians only. You want to geek out and understand, then go here. But if you're just Joe or Sarah Sixpack, you know, Joe Public, and you want to learn how to use peptides, you want to understand how to reconstitute, you want to understand where to get needles, you want to understand how to inject, and you obviously, most importantly, want to know what peptides to use. And by the way, right now, in the age of C and the V, there's 5 peptides that I recommend that everyone should have in their house, okay? And that would be BPC-157, which is body protective compound 157, and then thymosin beta 500 or 400, whatever you can get. Thymosin alpha 1, which is TA1, which improves immunity. By the way, BPC-157 and TB500 increase healing and repair. Thymosin alpha TA1 increases immunity. So it actually will enhance your immunity if it, used in a microdose fashion. And then, of course, the 3 tried and true long-term peptides for people to, you know, improve growth hormone production would be ipamorelin, tesamorelin, which you really can't even find right now. It's very difficult. So I would say, you know, CGC-1295 in combination with ipamorelin. But those 5 peptides, there's other stuff. There's VIP, you know, vasointestinal peptide, which is an amazing peptide right now that you can use. But again, getting harder and harder to find. So I'll just say them again real quick. So you've got TB-400 or 500, which is thymosin beta, a healing peptide, suppresses inflammation better than anything else. BPC-157, which is body protective compound, which massively improves soft tissue, the rate of healing. You then have thymosin alpha, which is TA-1, thymosin alpha 1, which improves and enhances immunity, which is, again, obviously critical in today's day and age. And then my favorite peptides are ipamorelin and tesamorelin, but because you can't really get tesamorelin unless you're buying it, you know, on label as a script, which is a Grifta, and it's a ripoff. It's like $4,000, $3,800 a month or something like that at normal dosage for male or female. CGC-1295. If you want to add like places that you're getting those right now or anything like that to tell people, but I would just say go to book a consult with you and you know how to hook that up.
I love peptides. I mean, you guys know when I had the C, I was texting you and Nick like, okay, how do I high dose this for the C?
Yep.
So, I mean, there are ways to use them ongoing, like every single day for anti-aging or like BBC-157 is great for injuries and wounds. And, but then you can, and I use the thymosin alpha before I go on a trip because I pound that to increase my immunity to get on a disgusting plane. So yeah, I mean, there are different ways that you can use that. So I love that you're doing a course to actually teach people the correct way to use these peptides and even really physicians and practitioners to use
them. I mean, 90% of doctors have no idea. I mean, when Nick and I went to A for M 2 years ago and we were at, you know, my wife was doing a book signing. TaylorMade was having her booth to book sign for her. All the doctors were walking up asking about peptides, and I was mind blown that they were prescribing and had absolutely no clue. They would ask me a question, and I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, because it'd be a good question. And I'd be like, So either I would look at them kind of incredulously, like, wait a minute, how are you asking me this question and you're writing scripts for this? Or it would be like, that's a Nick question. Nick, come over here. You know what I mean? But it was mind-blowing to me to realize that this is a vastly not understood deal. And again, that was 2 years ago. And then we had this debacle, whatever this is, you know, where no one has gone to any, you know, seminars, all the, as you know, all the peptide communities went under. They all went completely under.
Yeah, this
once TaylorMade went down, TaylorMade went down, they all went under. Now there's really nothing. I mean, I know A4M, you know, teaches peptide clinics or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And Nick and I are right now going to A4M, not this coming next weekend, but the weekend after. But then after that thing this morning, I don't know if that's going to happen. It looks like they might shut everything down again. So, but no, the course is definitely going to be needed for people. We're going to keep it affordable. It's not going to be outrageous, you know, but it will definitely teach people how to use peptides. But as I always say, it's now, you know, it's buyer beware, because you have to now procure your peptides. You know, knowing how to use them is one thing, but then getting them after, you know, with big pharma being the way they are, is the hardest part. Now, again, to the credit of the compounding pharmacies that are out there, you know, essentially on a ledge, you know, still selling a lot of these peptides, and I won't mention names, but you and I know that they're out there right now still. You know, I have to say, God love them. You know, I'm grateful, but you know, watch your six.
Yeah.
You know, how much longer are you going to be able to get away with it? You know, it's funny, cause I went to one medical deal this year with Nick, and it was, can't remember. Oh, it was A4M. It was AMG. We went in March in Miami, or was it April? It was in April in Miami. And you know, the whole entire symposium, you know, the expo was just all of the compound pharmacies trying to hawk their peptides to the docs. And I was like walking up and down the aisles, and I'm like hearing what they're selling. And I'm like, you know, how to sell these, but they're like, hey, they haven't shut us down yet. So we're going to do it. So anyway, I appreciate you for letting me come on here today. I know you're doing amazing things, obviously, in the world, and you're obviously helping us here. And so I'm very grateful. And I, you know, I can speak for the company. Thank you so much. And, you know, as for everything that you do, we appreciate it. I can't wait to hook up with you and meet you, you know, in person, in Florida, in Boca Raton in about the second week of February. Right.
Yep. Absolutely. Beautiful. And listen, I just come on, speak the truth. Like I told people, I would not be on here. I would not be talking to you. I would not be representing the company if it didn't work. So bottom line, it works, and we want to use things that work. So that's the important thing, is to spend your money wisely. Don't buy from Amazon. Invest in, even if you're investing, like you said, if you're on a budget and you want to invest in one thing, just buy the Oxano Grow if your hair is the issue. Buy the Royal Blue Serum if your skin is more of an issue than your hair. And just try it and stop, because I know I used to be a product whore. My mom was too, so it's inherited. We would have all kinds of different skin products, and God forbid I had an infomercial come across my screen, I would sure as shit buy it. But no, all kinds of products, crossing your fingers, hoping that it works. Yeah. And they never worked.
No, they don't, because they don't have any level of ingredient to actually make them work. Again, you know, you get your eyes open. My wife was the same way, by the way. I mean, literally would buy everything. But again, that's how they prey on women. You know, even smart women, they it's impulse. It's packaging. It's like promising this and promising that. And then, you know, you have that one issue and you're like, oh, well, maybe this is it. Great question. Results can happen again within a month to 4 months. And do you need to use this for life? Absolutely not. Now for the hair, when you regrow your hair, it is permanent. Again, I always say, assuming you keep a healthy scalp, you keep healthy scalp, right? So you have to keep good follicular scalp health. You can't regrow your hair and then go back and start eating Cheetos and pizza all day and expect to keep the results, but it is permanent. I have not used Oxano in my scalp in almost 3 months. Okay. Now we are coming out with a scalp health product, which will be called Oxano Sustain, because again, a lot of people are like, you know, dude, there's no way. There's got to be something you can give me. I don't want to draw. My hair's regrown. I don't want it to fall out again, you know, because they're so used to the bullshit products. So I'm like, okay, well, we'll develop a regenerative, you know, again, a health conditioner. And what this will be is, again, the name is Oxano Sustain. It's going to just be a dropper that you will put in your hair post shower. you know, once or twice a week and go to bed with it. And it will, again, strengthen and actually bond to the follicles so that you maintain that like very low level of microinflammation in the scalp. Again, it won't even be an expensive product, but it'll be synergistic if you're using both of them. But it's, again, mostly going to be made for men and women who have gotten regrowth and don't need to keep using Oxano. Now, one other thing, you said it, we say on the bottles, and it's right now it's 50% off, so go buy it, right? It's normally $299, but we say it lasts up to 90 days. And what that really truly means is relative to your hair loss and rate of aggressive rate of loss, the length of your hair, obviously shorter hair people are going to get way longer. I literally, when I was using it, I could get 4 months out of one order. Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, again, you're paying $75 a month. Come on. Right. For a product that regrows your hair. That's nothing.
Right.
The other thing is, if you are overusing it, which is most people, again, more is better. It's the American mindset. You're probably only going to get 45 days, right? Because you're going to spray it 3 or 4 times every time you use it. So twice is all you need. If you're a woman and you have long hair or a man and you have long hair, don't oversaturate with Serum B, which is the oil-based product. Spray a little bit into your hand and then just literally use it in the areas that you want. Now, again, for some men, women are never going to do this. Unless you have a short hair, you could definitely do it if you're short hair. There are women with short hair. You can use Serum B as a styling product. Okay. Because again, the oil is a texturizing base of grapeseed. It smells amazing. And, you know, you can just like tinily put it in. I'm not wearing it right now. This is literally just wet hair before I got on the show because I was sweating in the gym. I literally put on Serum B when I want to style my hair. And I spray literally a tiny bit into the back part of my scalp right here. And then I massage it like this.
Okay.
Just like that. And then I lift my hair like that. That's what I do. Right.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can do that too, but I mean, women with short hair can definitely use it. We have a lot of influencers that have like crazy hair, like Chris Gethin, you know, he's like a punk rocker with his hair scalp. And he's like, oh, that's all I use. He's like, I just spray it in once or twice. And then I just, you know, push up my hair with it and it's awesome. And it maintains it all day. And we're like, yeah, it's oil. Right. So
that's awesome.
Anyway, you are right. It does work. Some people, like everything, won't get results due to, you know, major stress levels and just, you know, genetics. Again, as you said, you know, autoimmune becomes a genetic thing, and it just, you can't get results. But I would not give up on the hair product until you've used it for at least 4.5 to 5 months. And if you don't get results, you already know why. I've said it very clearly in the podcast.
Yep. There you go. So lots of great information here. Jay, thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you're crazy busy right now with the sale going on, but you gave some great information to the listeners, and we just thank you for being here.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Love you, Amy. You are amazing. Thank you for all your help. So you guys remember, go to asearcustom.com, DRAIME, Dr. Amy, and take 50% off your purchase. It's going through tomorrow at midnight Pacific Standard Time, so you will never see this sale ever again. So if you're going to stock up and you're going to try all of our products, it's the best time ever. And I will say, you know, we have a bunch of bundles. If you click on the product page, the beauty bundle is, which we didn't talk about, is a brow and lash product, which is also an awesome product. So you can get that with serum and cream. And then we have the level up your look bundle, which is every product that we have. So it's already discounted. So again, if you're looking to buy all of our stuff in bulk at the best price you'll ever get, pick a bundle and then apply that coupon, which is social50, after you go to Amy's link, and you'll get 50% off the sale.
Yes. So this is only good November 29th and November 30th. So if you're listening to this podcast afterwards, you can still get 15% off by using the code DRAMIE checkout and using the same link. However, right now I would take advantage of the 50% off sale. And you're right. I want to just give 2 seconds of love to the brow and lash. We didn't get a chance to talk about that. Sure. Just really quickly, I used Latisse in the past. And I got dark circles under my eyes. I use another one by a company that you had mentioned earlier. I don't want to mention their name because a friend of mine reps for it. And that also did the exact same thing, even though it's not prescription based. it did the same thing in that it can change your eye color and it causes weird dark circles. It's like you haven't slept in 10 days. Yep. So got away from those, started using your lash and brow serum, and it's amazing. Like, I can put just mascara on without the false eyelashes. They're long, they're fluffy. People think I have the lash extensions on. And then a friend of mine started using the brows, and she's like, oh my God, I have the corners of my brows back. Cause as you know, with thyroid, you lose the outer corner of your eyebrow.
They fall off.
So that's amazing too. So I would just definitely throw that in, because guess what? You're not putting acid on your eyes. So when you use a Sears lash and brow, you're not putting acid on your eyes.
it's literally amazing. And you just reminded me, one other thing that a lot of women see, and some of our men too, but mostly women, when they use Oxano for 3 or 4 months, I know you notice this too, it darkens your natural root color. And again, why is it doing that? It's doing that because it's improving the health of your scalp to when you are in your peak scalp health years, which is obviously the time when it stimulates, all of the biochemical processes that improve and strengthen the look and feel of your hair follicles, which would obviously be darkening of the root color of your hair. So even for me, I'm salt and pepper on the side for the most part. I actually just had, full disclosure, I just colored my hair for the first time since I was 33 because my salon stylist asked me to do it. I don't give a shit, but she was like, I have a guy and I'm testing this new hair product and I won't charge you. Can I just do it? And I'm like, fuck it, I don't care. So she used like this Redken hair coloring product last week, but I am very salt and pepper here. And on top, I'm like black, not this dark is normal because this is a little bit more color, but my hair is pretty dark comparatively to where it was, again, 2 or 3 years. And even in the last 6 or 7 years when I first started suffering hair loss. So that's one thing that it will do, is it will darken the root. We don't really talk about that much on the website, but that's almost 90% of people who use the product regularly. They see a darkening to their natural root color.
Very cool, which is really good if you're doing the lashes too, because then you get nice darker lashes. It looks real sexy. So just saying. Okay, awesome. So we covered everything. That is the sale. Folks, we will give you the link in the show notes and also on YouTube and Facebook if you're watching it there. And Jay, once again, thank you for gracing us with your presence and your knowledge.
Thank you, Amy. It's always an honor, and I appreciate you, and right back at you.